somebody say yeah. The reason why the fat lady can't sing is because my Savior said that in the last day, with the trump and the voice of an archangel, if he hadn't said it yet, I still have a chance. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? He promised you he'll never leave you, nor will it forsake you, but he'll be with you to the end of the world. Anybody ready? I'm ready for whatever it is, because God said he'll protect me. He'll hide me in the secret place. Do I have anybody that say, I feel like I've been hidden? I've seen the devil looking for me, but he can't see me, because my life is hidden in the Word. Say yeah. Anybody here say, I'm hidden? They're looking for me. They're looking for you, but your life has been hidden in the Word of God. Somebody say yeah. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? Say yes. Have you tried him? Is he able? Come on, help me close so God will let me go. I may not know. Tell your neighbor. Say neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Neighbor. I may not know three things. I may not know two things, but one thing I know. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Say, ain't he all right? Is he all right? Is he all right to live with? Is he all right to die with? Because he'll raise you up. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Anybody know it? It's time to celebrate. You know how it is when the doctor says no, but Jesus said yes. Don't pull the plug yet. I still have life. I still have a chance. I still got a chance to go ahead and praise him. I still have a chance to lift up the name. I still have a chance to say one more prayer. I still have a chance to get one more word. Say yes. Say yes. I know he's all right. Ain't the Lord all right? You still got a chance. Don't pull the plug yet. Tell your neighbor, the church almost died, but don't pull the plug yet. We got another chance to come out of this coma. We still got another chance to get out of this bed of affliction. We still got another chance to rise up and walk. We still got another chance. Say yes. Say yes. I know he's all right.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
First book of the Bible. First chapter. Robert, get your mic and your Bible. Look at verse 11 through 13. I want all of us to see this. And I want to walk with you very quickly. I'm not going to take very long, because this is not going to take very long. I just want to share with you a few principles. And I've decided that I was going to yield. Matter of fact, I was sitting down and Reverend Thomas came up. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that was my confirmation. Say what I told you to say. Don't say this up to fix this up. Don't say this for them to shout out. Say what I told you to say. I said, thank you, Lord. I will certainly do that. All right. Every now and then you just need a little confirmation. Amen. Amen. All right. Robert, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 through 13.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said...
Wait, who said this?
God.
All right, go ahead. Don't read too fast, Robert. Read loud.
Let the earth bring forth grass.
Mm-hmm.
The herb yielding seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind,
mm-hmm.
whose seed is in itself.
Say it again.
Whose seed is in itself.
All right, now just hold up right quick. This morning, I asked Sister Montgomery to cut me an apple. And I just wanted her to cut it in half. She cut it in about 1 million pieces and stuff. I didn't want all them little bitty pieces. I just wanted a half an apple to eat. But anyway, when she got through cutting the apples, I said, now I want you to count the seeds. And she said, what? I said, just count the seeds for me, please. And she counted the seeds and she came up with 12 seeds in that particular apple. I said, okay, 12 seeds in the apple. Now listen to this, because I want you to hear this well. Now, 12 seeds were in the apple. She counted 12 seeds in the apple. Then I said, count for me the apples in the seed. Some, that went right over somebody's head. Let me help. Let me say it a little slower. I said, count the seeds in the apple. She counted 12 seeds. I said, now look at the seeds and count the apples in the seed. Look at what she told me. She said, how many? Well, as a matter of fact, Brother Lauren and my sister were there, and everybody guessed. And she said, well, 12 apples in the seeds. And my brother-in-law said, yeah, 12 apples. I agree with that. My sister was smart. She ain't say nothing. She knows her brother by this point, so she knew there was something to that. So I said, no, that there are not 12 apples in the 12 apple seeds. There are 12 apple trees with so many apples, we can't even count them. Now, one apple has 12 seeds, with each seed being able to produce a whole tree. And God only knows how many apples would be on each tree. But all of it came out of one apple. I'm trying to show you the power of the seed. Now remember, God said that the seed would be in the fruit and the fruit would be in the seed. In other words, your fruit that has seed in it is capable of procreating itself all over again. And if you keep reading, go on to verse 12, finish verse 11, and go on.
Whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so.
Go ahead.
Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass. An herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
Amen. Now, let me share something with you. God spoke the seeds into existence. But I want you to go to the second chapter of Genesis and see that he did not speak a garden into existence. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. I want you to see this. He spoke the seeds into existence, but I want you to see what he did with the seed. Verse 8, second chapter. Read that.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
Now I'm trying to help you see the divine principle here. God spoke every herb-bearing seed, every fruit-bearing seed, on and on and on. He spoke that into existence. But when he wanted it to reproduce itself, when he wanted it to multiply, the Bible says he planted. Now listen to this. I want you to see something else, and I really don't have a lot of time to deal with this. Say, like Curtis said, if I had time, I'd blow your mind, but I ain't got time for that. Finish verse 8. Is that it?
And there he put the man whom he had formed. That's it. You want to go in verse 9?
That's 3. Verse 8.
That was all of verse 8.
Read it again.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
All right. Now, go back, if you will, to chapter 1 and read the 13th verse again.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
All right. Now, let me just share with you now. He made seed and fruit-bearing seed. He did all of that on the third day of his creation. 7 days. But on the third day, he created the seed. Now, let me tell you why, and I'm going to just fast forward on to the reason the third day was so important was because as you go forward into time, he was also, God wanted a family.
All right.
So, So he took his son, Jesus, the only begotten of the Father, and planted him. And he got up on the third day. I know all this don't make a lot of sense to you right now, but in the divine scheme of God, he's trying to show you something here. He showed us that he wanted a family, so he planted his son. And I think that's important for you to understand that everything that was planted reproduced of its own kind, after its own kind, like its own kind. He wanted a family, so he had to plant a son. And all of us are here as the children of God because he planted his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And I need to tell you some things about the seed. First of all, the source of the seed comes from God. The source of the seed comes from God. The 11th verse of that first chapter tells you that. But what I need to also tell you that is that God spoke an invisible instruction in the seed. An invisible instruction. What was that invisible instruction? He told the apple seed, and you shall be an apple. And every seed in you after you will produce apples. You will be nothing but an apple from the beginning of time to the end of time. He said it to the orange. He said it to the plum. He said it to everything. He said it to men. He said it to everything that he created. You would reproduce after your own kind. That's why the fruit don't get confused. There is an invisible instruction in their DNA. And they don't have to ask nobody what they're going to be. All you do is plant it. And it's going to come up what it ought to be. Lord, I wish I had somebody in the house. God is the source of our seed. He has spoken to every seed that it will be what it ought to be. Now listen at this. So that means Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So that means whatever seed I sow, if I sow love, I'm going to reap what?
Love.
Now listen, if I want peace, I've got to sow what? Peace. If I want joy, I've got to sow what?
Joy.
If I want friends, I've got to do what?
Friends.
All right. See how God works here? Now, if I want money, do I sow prayers? Oh, you getting quiet now. No, and I'm just showing you the principles. I'm laying it out for you here now. It's going to reproduce after its own. So if I want money, I can pray all day. God is not going to give me money. What he will do is give me seed if I don't have money. He's going to see if I really want money or I want seed. Because he'll give me seed to sow. If I sow my seed, it might be $1 that I sow, but when he gets through with it, it's going to either be $30, $60, or $100 I get back off that one. People miss it. Listen. My need moves God's heart. Matter of fact, every tear I drop, He puts it in the bottle and he records it. Because my needs move God's heart. But listen to this. But my seed moves God's hand. Oh, y'all didn't get that. You can come here lying down on the altar. You can come here standing on the altar, sitting on the altar. You can boo-hoo and cry till you blue, red, pink, or yellow in the face. Oh, God, it's going to move the heart of God when you really want God's hand to move. Well, here's what you need to know. If you want his hands to move, you got to put something in it. See? Oh, this is good preaching that you don't want here, but I'm trying to help you. Because I don't care how holy you are, you can be holy and broke. Broke as a joke. And you around there praying all day, 24 hours a day and all the rest of that. And listen, he'll give you seed, but he ain't going to give you no money. So when I sow my seed that he's given me, I expect that back. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Solomon said, money answereth all things. Now let me say this to you, because I want you to get this point. Money, because it buys cars, it buys jewelry, it buys clothing, it buys food, it buys health care, it buys so many different things. You agree with that? Okay. So if I sow money, what I've discovered from Galatians 6 and 7 is this, that I can give my seed, and this is the only seed that I can do this with, an assignment. I can take my seed, which is money, because it does, I mean, so many different things. It will produce what I assign it to produce. In other words, just like the seed has an invisible instruction, God said, you will be an apple. And never again does that apple have an issue about who it's going to be. I can take my money and assign it an assignment. And that money, when I sow it, when I release it, when I sow it as a seed, will come back as it has been assigned. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that I can take money and put an assignment with it. Lord, I need a job. I'm sowing this seed as a job. I can be specific about my job. Listen, the greater my faith, the greater my seed, the greater God's hand moves as a harvest to my seed. So that means what I assign my seed to do, I have a right to expect. Because when I speak to my seed that you will be this, you will reproduce this, it's because I have the divine authority to speak to my seed that God has given me. Listen, he honors the seed because my sweat, my energy, my effort, my work went into getting the seed. He honors my request with that seed because it is the tangible demonstration of my faith. So because this money on its own can do all these different things, when I attach my faith to the assignment of that seed, that money seed has to come back in other forms other than money. Are you hearing me today? See, what you've got to understand is money is that exchange that buys services, that buys goods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So by me having the divine authority to do like God did, since I'm made in his image and in his likeness, and have that ability to speak those things that be not as though they were, I'm speaking faith to you. Are you listening? Then I have that same power to speak to my seed. Don't see your money as money. See it as a seed. And when I see, one, the seed as God being the source of that seed. He gave me the health, the strength, the energy, and all to work and get that seed. But not only is that, I need to see the significance of the seed. The significance of the seed is simple. It is a seed to reproduce.
That's right.
That's all the seed's job is, to reproduce something that looks like it. Doesn't have a hard job. But here's the thing. The seed needs to be placed where it can grow. And it doesn't grow in your hands. It doesn't grow in your pocket. It doesn't grow in a jar. It doesn't grow in a hidden place. It grows in good ground. So I need to know the source of my seed, God. The significance of my seed, reproduction. Thirdly, and I'm through, I need to know the sacrifice of my seed. It's got to die in order to give birth, to reproduce what I want. Listen to this. Think about a seed. Take a seed. That seed is, listen, enclosed. Everything I need is in that seed to reproduce itself. When I put it in the ground, that seed opens up. When it opens up, the life that it had enclosed kept everything in that, inside of it, until it got with the other elements that would be necessary, the soil, the minerals, water, everything that needs for that seed to grow. Then that seed literally dies. And it bursts open. When it bursts open, everything in that seed begins to hear the invisible instruction. You are going to reproduce now from the tree to the root. From the root to the fruit. Everything that's in that seed will come up through the root, through the tree, to the fruit. And I got it all because the seed died, sacrificed so that it could reproduce more like itself. Well, I'm trying to tell you that money has to die to you. It can't stay in your hand. You got to let it go. And that's just like death to you because you ain't got it in your hand no more. But lo and behold, if you believe when you sow that seed that it's not coming back alone, it's coming back with a whole lot of others who look just like it, multiplied. And God's principle says in the 8th chapter and the 22nd verse of Genesis, as long as the earth remaineth, there will be seed time and harvest. Give God a hand of praise. Now may I say to you, my brothers and sisters, God wants you to know, and these are principles, because principles are profitable regardless of who practices them. Regardless. You can be saved or unsaved. Principles are going to work, especially as it relates to general principles like sowing and planting. Righteous people, unrighteous people, all of that. The principle works. Gravity works whether you're saved or unsaved. All that God wants you to know is that you have the power through the seed to change your financial life and your total life. How many of you know you need more than money?
That's right. That's right, God. Amen. 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 Amen.
If you had all the money in the world, I promise you, you would not be as happy as you think you'd be. Because you need more than money. But here is the point. Whatever you need.